brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome. It is the 26th day of March 2007, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We don't have any guests today because I have a ton of vital news and information to chronicle and dissect and cover and backtrack and basically go through as we reverse engineer the criminal activities of the New World Order and basically lay out what their current operations and future operations are so we can then move to stop them. Tons of news. We'll also have wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. There's so many issues here. I mean, I could spend all day covering the fact that we've known for a long time they're using the bones and body parts in the aggregates taken out of the World Trade Center wound to fill potholes for asphalt and concrete production. We've known that. I saw websites probably a year ago with the families complaining about it, and we've written articles about it in the last 6-7 months. We're going to do another piece on that. The Reuters and AP picked up on it. Just, you know, taking the body parts and using them for building roads in New York and New Jersey and Rhode Island and, you know, surrounding areas up and down the coast. They've been barging out the aggregates that are being recycled into the surrounding area. And you know, it sounds compared to looming World War III with Iran that we'll be getting into and with what's happening with the economy. It seems to pale in significance, but it just shows the attitude of these people because that's what they see us as a whole anyways. We're seen literally as just human resources. That's why they use that term. It's all hidden in plain view. Here's some of the news we'll be covering today. Senator Hagel, there are ways to deal with a president who says, "I don't care about the Congress." Stocks fall on housing data. Oil prices hit 2007 highs on Iran tensions. They're busy going right back up because the election's over. IMF to urge further depreciation in the dollar. I guess that means my British employees will be homeless because they can barely make a living right now with what I pay them, which would be a princely sum here in the U.S., but be like Mexican pesos soon. Don't tell a slack-jawed yuppie that, though. They'll call you a traitor. Don't tell them the open borders are hurting us either. They'll call you a traitor. It's what they do. They're un-American. Drones could defend airports. That's chilling. I'll tell you what's really behind that. That's USA Today. Blair says Iran must free naval prisoners in days. Now you have your Tonkinian provocation there. Look what Israel did over two captured Israeli soldiers that were admittedly sent over the border repeatedly to be captured. Seizure unjustified, Iran warned. And Iran admits to interrogating captured Marines as fears grow of show trial. Well, they could publicly torture them and it'd be admissible in court. It is now in this country. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander, as they say. American raid. An arrest set scene for capture of Marines. Iran denies U.K. access to the sailors. We'll go through all those developments. Roadside bombings kill 5 GIs over the weekend. Attack on Deputy Prime Minister in Iraq considered an inside job. That's not our headline. That's the AP's. U.S.-Iraqi courts some insurgents. Trilateral globalists call for gas tax hike for North American Union. It's all coming up, including amazing cloning news, very frightening cloning news. It's a giant news day. I'm going to blitz through it on the other side. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with me. PrisonPlanet.com is the website.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This will be a day long remembered. We are going to take a lot of phone calls at 1-800-259-9231. But if we're going to go to a lot of your calls, you need to get to them quickly. And you need to have your point or question ready. And I need to not be long-winded, the real problem, and so we can move on to the next person. But I'm going to cover this first before I get into Iran, the economy, all of it. And I'm going to do this in blitzkrieg fashion as best I can. This came out last week. I mentioned it, but I never detailed it because, to me, it was old news. Wired magazine, I guess about 4.5, 5 years ago, had a story on the, at the time, I think 87-year-old head futurist at the Pentagon who'd been there since it was the Department of War, back when we didn't have as much doublespeak in this country. And they just called it what it was, the Department of War. Going around and kicking everybody's hind ends in, you know, America had just been an empire for 50 years or so, and there was no lie about it. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. But he talked about how in the future it won't be the weapons we have, but what drugs our soldiers are on. And if you think the speed, the pharmacological or pharma-grade speed is bad, they said that they were testing in Afghanistan. So I guess this was right during the war. It was about 4.5 years ago, right while it was raging over in Afghanistan, were on aggression drugs, and that they were testing aggression drugs and stamina-type drugs. Hitler did this, too. In fact, they invented what you know as modern anabolic steroids on the troops, and then they were giving them pleasure drugs afterwards and amnesia drugs afterwards. Now, the globalist plan, and I have mainstream history department documents from the government. I have mainstream government-sponsored studies from the 60s and 70s. It's going to be in the new film when I had Dr. David Kaufman down here, Dr. Michael Kaufman down here, to cover all of this. And they talk about how they're going to use entertainment, they're going to use drugs, they're going to make them freely available, that is, the prescription drugs, to basically sedate the population so they don't resist the tyranny. And that the high-tech designer drugs are going to be so addictive that people aren't going to be able to control themselves, and if you ever take it, you're going to be addicted, and that's going to be the end of it, and the government's going to control the issuance of those. Then conversely, they also control the narcotics that are coming into the country, like that big bust of tons and tons, the biggest maritime bust at sea of cocaine ever. I mean, that's not even a day's supply of what gets snorted and smoked and everything else in this country. And guaranteed, that's some drug cartel that didn't pay their cut. And everybody was saying, look how brazen they are, you know, just a big ship full of cocaine. That's how they operate. And if you're a cartel that's fallen out of favor, or a cartel that hasn't, you know, been paying all their laundering fees, that could be upwards of 30%, it's over. That's, and then they have the nerve, well, I'm already digressing. So when I saw this last week, I didn't get into it. Erasing the pain of the past, scientists are developing drugs that could eliminate traumatic events from our memories. ABC News. I'd take it in a second, said Sergeant Michael Walcott, an Iraq war veteran, referring to an experimental drug with the potential to target and erase traumatic memories. Walcott, who served in the ballad-based transportation unit that regularly took mortar fire, now suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder. Since returning to the United States 2 years ago, he has been on antidepressants and in group therapy as he tries to put his life back together and heal from the psychological scars of war. There are moments, he said, when you just want to be alone and don't want to deal with anyone telling you that you've changed. There are many others like Walcott. The Army estimates that 1 in 8 soldiers. So that was Vietnam. It's going to be 4 out of 8 at least because you're keeping them in 2, 3, 4 tours. Okay, they never kept them in more than 1 year before. The Army estimates that 1 in 8 soldiers returning home from Iraq suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. Symptoms of the disorder, once known as shell shock, include flashbacks, nightmares, feelings of detachment, irritability, trouble concentrating, and sleeplessness. And it goes on, much about why painful memories come back to haunt soldiers and those who live through traumatic experiences remains unknown. Scientists say it's because little is known about how the brain stores and recalls memories. And then it goes on to say that they've got a new wonderful drug, and that they're testing it on human subjects at Massachusetts General Hospital, and it alters memories in the immediate aftermath of specific trauma. Automobile accidents, and it goes on to say they arrive at the hospital and they're given the drugs immediately. And it just goes through the ethical firestorm, a genie in a bottle. But the idea of improving or weakening people's memories gives many medical ethicists pause. And it goes on. Let me just say this. If you kill somebody in self-defense of your family, I'm going to tell you right now you're going to feel good about it. If a bully is sitting there pounding on you and you go ahead and break their jaw and knock them to the ground, you're going to feel good about it. If you catch somebody breaking into your garage and they're running out with some of your stuff and you grab them by the hair and punch them and, you know, the face a couple times and call the police, you're going to feel good about it. But if you shoot a bunch of women and children and there's little dead children with their guts all over the ground sitting there and you smell the stink, your brain is designed to not like that. Okay, men are designed to kill other men. And we are designed, if it's done in a proper way, and the brain recognizes that, you're not going to feel bad about it. But when you are the bad guy, and when your brain, and believe me, you may consciously lie to yourself, but the subconscious knows, your soul knows, when you go out and you kill innocent people, you're going to feel bad about it, and it's going to ruin your life. And no amount of Prozac and no amount of amnesics is going to help you. Now, there have been lots of amnesics out there. You know, you can go have sedation dentistry done, and they'll give you a big dose of Halcyon, and you're not going to remember that you just had your wisdom teeth ripped out. You're going to be fully conscious during the procedure. And they've been testing Halcyon and other drugs, and more advanced drugs, on the troops after they do things. And so this turns the troops into robots, where they come back, and they're going to be depressed, they're going to feel bad about it, and they give them an amnesiac, which, by the way, really, over time, causes serious brain damage, these really high-powered ones, and it wipes out your memory. By the way, these are mind control drugs. The drugs they're using in association with this were used in the 50s and 60s and 70s with MK-Ultra, MK, Naomi, and other declassified CIA mind control programs. Amnesiacs are a big part of that. They're also used in hypnotizing them. And they go on to say the military is also, while they're on them, putting them in with headphones on, telling them how good they are, and they've done a good job, and they're a good person, and they should feel good. That stuff's not going to work. Later, it's going to come bubbling out of them. You know, they've had people in Delta Force units that are at these torture facilities in Afghanistan overseeing security, and they see the people being tortured and people being killed and thousands being killed in outdoor containers, and they flip out later and come home and kill their whole families because they hate themselves and they want to hurt themselves, so they kill their children. Boy, you got to really hate yourself to do that. To kill your wife and children. So it isn't going to work, okay? There's nothing you can do. There's a very small percentage of the population that is psychopathic. They're born that way. It's genetic. You can also program some of those traits into people, but generally they'll have some sick system psychologically that allows them to do this. And it just isn't going to work, okay? You can't do it. It isn't going to work. You're going to totally fry these people even more. But it reminds me of the first Matrix. The second and third Matrix, I don't like too much, but the first Matrix is a masterpiece. And you've got the guy who's betraying the people in the real world who are outside the Matrix. And when he plugs into the Matrix, he goes and visits with the agents of the computer, of the architect, Lucifer, that you learn in the third episode. And you know, the machine's basically the devil. That's the archetypes they use. Pretty blasphemous. Jesus is Neo, and Neo's Jesus, and you know, God, and all this other business. But the first one's good, and he's meeting in a restaurant in the imaginary world of his mind, but perception's reality, they teach us. And he goes in, and he's sitting there eating his steak and drinking his red wine, and he's telling the agent, "I don't remember anything after I betray, this." Hovercraft that cruises around, you know, plugging into the Matrix, hacking into the Matrix. After I betray my friends and betray the underground base where the 100,000 humans are left since the machines took over who aren't plugged into the Matrix, I don't want to remember anything. I want it totally erased. I want to be a movie star, and I don't want to remember anything. And I want to be totally erased. I want my memory of this erased. And that's exactly what people are trying to do. I mean, no wonder you're 50 years old and you stuck your grandmother in a nursing home. You stuck your mother in a nursing home and she died of bed sores and, you know, you got her $500,000, but you went and bought a new Cadillac and you bought a bigger house, but you're totally unhappy. You would be happy if you were down there with all the drug addicts in a soup line making them hot food and smelling the vomit all over them. Why? Because you're meant to nurture. You're meant to help people. It's how you're designed. You're not going to be happy, running around. So you're 50 years old, and you put your mama in a nursing home, and you know deep down that they didn't take care of her, and you didn't see her enough, and she died. And when you used to go see her, she begged you to come see her more, and she'd cry and throw fits. So they said that she was mentally ill, so they put her on drugs that killed her quicker. Instead of hitting your knees and asking God to forgive you and admitting the evil you've done. And Lord knows we've all done evil stuff, folks. Instead of admitting the evil you've done, you are using the natural denial you've got to stick that deep in your heart. But you know what? You're going to self-destruct yourself. Your body doesn't like you. Your brain doesn't like you. It's going to tell you to get cancer. By the way, all the major studies show this. This is science. You're going to kill yourself. And I don't mean by slitting your wrist or throwing a bunch of Prozac down your throat. Your brain is going to self-destruct you. Because you're bad for the tribe. You're bad for humanity, and you need to get the hell out of the way. Excuse my French. Or you can repent and come back to humanity. So that's what these drugs are all about, and it's not going to work.
Baby, baby, I'm gonna leave you.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. Today is March 26, 2007, and gold is at $667.50, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $699.21, $344.51 for half ounce, and $172.25 for quarter ounce coins. That's $699.21, $344.51, and $172.25. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Steve Austin, astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better, stronger, faster.
Drugging the death forces up when they come back after murdering entire villages of men, women, and children, as the army bragged. in the Ithaca Journal. They did in Afghanistan. The army came out and clarified and said, yes, we do kill everyone in the entire village. And these big, bad, tough men go kill toddlers, and then they come back and they shut down, and life's over for them. No amount of drugs is going to help them. So they try to come up with this stuff of, by the way, I'm not going to continue with the news the next segment. We're going right to your calls. For everybody, John, Gail, Chris, James, Bob, others that are holding. They can come out with, for the general public, when you stick your parents in the nursing home and you can't live with yourself, and they're going to come up with drugs for the CPS workers when they snatch kids every day from crying families. Just pop one of these babies. You won't remember what you did yesterday. It's not going to help you. Start being moral again. Start caring about people again. Start having courage again. Fight the New World Order. Believe me, you'll sleep real good at night, and you won't feel bad about yourself. I'm telling you, bottom line, when I was a teenager and even in college and still pretty much only cared about myself, I was not a happy camper, folks. I am extremely happy. I am just literally bouncing off of walls. I'm so energized in this fight, and I feel good. There's no post-traumatic stress disorder here. There's no wanting to forget what I've done here. The only regret is that I don't do enough, that I'm not good enough, that I'm not fighting hard enough. Because when you're in a good war, when you're in a just war, you know there's no lying to yourself about it. Okay, after we take calls, because I'll get to this first gamut of calls, and then we'll run that gauntlet and get back into the news. Big talk about impeachment of Bush right now. That really... as much as I want that, he's still just a puppet. We have to remember that. We have to remember that Hillary and all the big front runners are pro-war. Also, the stocks fall on housing data that ties in with oil prices hit 2007 highs on Iran tensions, IMF to urge depreciation of dollar. That is the most important article. We'll cover that one. Really scary report about drones could defend airports. Now, talk about Bionic Man. The Air Force, by 2011, they said this back in 2002, I don't know if they're going to reach this goal, but they're making strides towards it, want to have half of the Air Force fleet be drone-operated, no humans on board. Or even if you have C-130s out flying around, they want those to be remote-controlled and autopiloted with just a crew on board, basically like biological robots just to unload payloads and kind of babysit stuff. This allows tiny elites to do a lot of really bad things and gives them control. Well, we'll break it down later. It's very important. Massive hype on the situation with Iran. That really is the most important news we've got. We'll be getting into that. And then we get into the really serious reports here. The Trilateral Commission and others are calling for the North American Union carbon tax, gas tax, of course, and that is what we got from last September with the four-year documents that got released out of the Security and Prosperity Partnership North American Union meeting. And the first agenda was keep it secret. Second agenda was get the tax. That's why you see Al Gore doing all this right now. Government misconduct, not truthers, most insulting to 9/11 heroes, victims. Toxic air, abusive recovery process, and pothole scandal is the real disgrace. And I hope you get the story from PrisonPlanet.com and get it out to everybody. This is a popular tactic used to shut down debate on behalf of debunkers, is to claim that asking questions about the official 9/11 story is insulting to the victims. And yet, it is the progenitors of the myth, the government itself, that through the post-9/11 actions has inflicted the most misery and suffering upon Ground Zero heroes and victims. Very important report we'll go over. And then the most frightening science news of the day. Now scientists create a sheep that's 15% human, and that's the male. That dovetails with new scientists. Pig-human chimeras, that's clones, contain cell surprise. It's a very naughty, naughty surprise. And then 9/11 remains possibly used on roads by the government. Court papers, Reuters. More on Pat Tillman as well. JonesReport.com, Infowars.net are the websites. We'll be right back.
We're
on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. 211-1715.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
And to be clear, what I was saying 15 minutes ago, 10 minutes ago, men are designed to fight other men when they need to defend your family, defend your tribe, and the extension is your country. I mean, you're being overrun by foreign troops trying to kill your family. You're going to be able to fight like a superhuman, and you're going to... I mean, people are always defending, always have the initiative. That's basic warfare science. We'll tell you that. The people attacking... never really have as much initiative unless it's a video game culture where they disconnect. You know, back in the 40s, well, back in World War One, a very small percentage, maybe 10% of people would actually fire at long distance on men and kill them in the trenches. People just didn't like doing it. The French would look across at the Germans would look across at the French, they'd have somebody in their sights, and it was hard to pull the trigger and kill somebody who had a family. Now, history showed when people were up close fighting with swords or axes or pikes, there was no problem killing somebody. When they're right up there trying to kill you, it's hard to do. You know, I mean, it's not hard to do because you're fighting for your life. But fighter bombers dropping bombs on buildings where they knew there were children, bombers, bombardiers had a tendency with the first bombings in World War One and then World War Two, the Germans when they were attacking London. This happened because it's hard to do that. But over time, they found seasoned pilots would get to the point where they could. Or they were, say, Stuka bombers attacking, you know, formations of Russian tanks invading Germany. By then, they didn't have a problem dropping them right on the tanks. And then along came Korea, and the number got up to 20-30%. And then Vietnam, 50-60% throughout that conflict it grew. Until now, troops fire at their enemy to kill them at close to 95% of the time. And they've hooked electrodes up. They've done the test. And why? Because you got a generation that grew up with the shoot 'em up video games. I played them, which are basically, that's why they started, you know, in the 50s, showing cops the pop-up targets, silhouettes of people popping up, because it creates instinctive firing. Well, we all played the video games where you're shooting aliens and shooting troops, and now they're so real, it looks like it's really happening. And some kids do that 10 hours a day, on average 2 or 3 hours a day. And they shoot them up in the military. Man, it's over. They'll shoot people all day long, ladies and gentlemen, but they still got to walk up and see the dead babies, the dead women. And then it doesn't work because it's not a video game. But it doesn't matter. Now they got video games where you do kill women and children, and you rape women and get bonus cash, and you watch TV shows where Jack Bauer tortures people. And that's helping a little bit twist us over to the dark side, but not enough. All right, let's get to your calls. Then we'll get to all the news that I was just mentioning earlier. Let's talk to John in New York. John, thanks for holding.
Alex, I can't believe I got through and that I'm speaking to you. I'm so honored.
Well, I'm honored to talk to you, sir. I mean, please don't be honored to talk to me. Go ahead.
I've been 911 aware since for about going on a year now, and I can't believe how it's changed my life and how it's affected me. I can't believe I've been so stupid and blind to what has happened.
The truth will set you free, my friend.
Oh, absolutely. And I just want to know that I just wanted to know if you were coming to New York at any time soon.
I'll probably be up there for the 6th anniversary, but that'll
probably be great.
The soonest I'll be there.
Because I want to give you a big brotherly hug, man, and just thank you so much for all you've done.
Well, thank you, my friend. What's on your mind?
As I go around in my daily life and as I talk to people in the supermarket or along the street, or I was just recently at my neighbor's daughter was at a play in her local high school, and I was there, and I was seeing people in the community and stuff. And, of course, this whole tragedy is in the forefront of my mind. And I noticed that in talking to people, I think I wanted to encourage you and the listeners to prepare. I've been working myself on preparing sentences that are clear and exact and to the point. You know, and I noticed some of the John Connor's videos and the way he approaches people. Like when we go, are you aware that 911 was an inside job? The 911 was an inside job. It's a little too abstract for them. It like overwhelms them. What do you mean inside job, blah, blah, blah. Rather, I find it really most successful to address the people directly about just the buildings crumbling in the way they did.
You mean like ask them a question? Hey, do you remember on 9/11? I got a question for you. How those buildings came down? Remember Building 7, the big 47-story one? Why did it fall?
Yeah, right. Well, I have here. I'd like to run a couple of one right. I would like to try one right on you right now. First, I say to them, let's see if you like this. First, I say to them, are you 911 aware?
Oh, that's a good term.
Yeah, are you 911 aware? And then they look at, usually the response always is, what do you mean?
That's like saying, are you environmentally conscious?
Well, and then usually nine times out of ten, the response is always, what do you mean? And then I say, like this, very succinct, I say, are you aware of the fact that it was impossible for the planes to make the buildings crumble straight down into their own footprint at uninhibited great gravitational free fall speed?
Oh, that's
beautiful.
Say,
right. And that.
See, I've never thought this stuff through. I never really thought about what I'm going to say here.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why I called. I wanted to encourage everybody out there to prepare succinct, clear, lucid points that don't get into a wishy-washy, you know, conspiracy, because I hate when the idea conspiracy theory comes up, or that term conspiracy comes up.
You just state the facts. Did you know the hijackers were trained at U.S. military bases and were U.S. government agents?
Right, exactly. Right. But the one about the way the manner in which the buildings fell is so important, because I've noticed it's the most successful way for people to really start thinking about it. And then
because everybody's got that subconscious memory of it not being right.
That's right. That's right. That's really good. So let me try it again. Let me show you how I said it. I said, it was impossible for the planes to make the buildings crumble straight down into their own footprint at uninhibited gravitational free fall speed.
And then what do they normally say back to you?
Hold on. I go one more further, I say. And that pre-placed controlled demolition explosives were laced throughout the entire structure, making it fall the way it did. Now, you practiced it a couple times, and there's a lot of key words that really light up the mind there. Crumble, straight down, footprint, uninhibited gravitational free fall speed. It's a little bit long and cumbersome, but it registers in their mind. It's amazing. And then they really start thinking about it. How could it fall so quickly like that? And then they really get going. And then you send them to Loose Change and 911 Mysteries, and off they are. And it's amazing. It just really works.
You keep it up, John. How did you wake up to 9/11?
Internet, and somebody, a friend of mine at my church said to me, he said, it's another line I give to you. I said, I thought he was out of his mind. I said, what, are you crazy? And then sure enough, I found it on the internet, and I watched Loose Change, and I saw 911 Mysteries, and when I got... I saw 911 Mysteries first, and when I was three-quarters of the way through that, when I saw the steel beam cut on that 45-degree angle, you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
When I saw those beam, vertical beams cut on that 45-degree angle, I was literally pounding my fists in front of my computer, livid and raging in anger.
It's pretty serious business. I appreciate your call. When you find out this stuff's real, my friends, when you find out that the government's behind the terror, when you find out they killed those people, A, you get angry. B, you realize, man, we're not safe. I mean, we got hardcore killers running things. And if they're doing this, what else are they doing? Well, they're destroying your country's sovereignty. They're erasing our borders. They're putting poisons in your air, water, and food, and in your vaccines and medicines. They're going after your children. They're breaking up the family. Everything they're doing is to make you feel inadequate and break up your communities. And these are cold-blooded people. That's why they're in control. All right, now we got to move quicker here. That was a great call, but we just spent 6 minutes with him. Let's go ahead and talk to Gail in Texas. Gail, go ahead.
Alex, I just wanted to bring to your attention today, there's an article by Jerome Carsey out linking the Attorney General to the scandals that have been going on here in Texas with the Youth Commission.
Is that in Human Events or is that in WorldNet Daily?
WorldNet Daily.
Okay, I will get that article immediately, and we will get a blurb of it or comments on it. Or you know what, that's so big, we'll get Jerome Corsi, Dr. Corsi on. Specifically, how does it connect? Because I want to know now.
It just states that they've had all this information through 2005, including our local government, and didn't want to prosecute the matter.
Well, of course they don't. This is what they do. This is how they operate. But I knew it had become a federal matter, but he's saying now that Gonzalez covered this up?
Slightly, yes.
You want me to?
I'd appreciate it if you would get Mr. Corsi on. I've already called my representatives because in Texas, this is very disgusting.
You know, most of them are probably in on it. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Folks, I don't get up here on air and say that the government runs giant child kidnapping rings for fun. You know, I don't get up here and list DynCorp and Halliburton is running giant child kidnapping rings. Because I pulled it out of a gopher's hole. That's because it's come up in the BBC, the Associated Press, Reuters, the Chicago Tribune, and it scares the living daylights out of me. And again, I don't run, I fight. It's fight and flight. I found running doesn't work. I mean, and by scared, I mean it agitates me. And it gets me hopping up and down, folks. I mean, I'm just like a gorilla here. I mean, I see people threatening little gorillas. I get mad. I mean, I'm like, what is your major malfunction? Okay, I want to see these people with their necks inside nooses, and I'll pull the lever, folks, and I'll go sleep real good. I won't need any amnesia drugs to forget about it. I'll sit there and pull the lever all day long and all night long. You understand? I'll pull the trigger. This scum has been breeding and 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 growing. When we get up here and we say CPS kidnapped 3,000-plus missing children in Florida and they found a bunch of them overseas and a bunch of other ones dead, that came out in the Florida papers in 2002, 2003, and you've never heard about it since. It tears my guts out. And one of my staff even knows one of the former guards at one of these places who said, yeah, they had to get out of it. Because this is now, because they weren't just raping the children in these places, they were selling them into prostitution. Let me explain something to you, folks. We got a judge named Judge Jean Meir. Okay, and I'm not saying she's connected to any of this. Excuse me, I was coughing there. Let me get a drink of this tea here. A little bit of allergy there. The big family court judge. And Judge Jean Meir got appointed, got elected, 10 years ago or whatever. And she, 5 years ago, she already had a giant juvenile justice center built, a sprawling complex they're always building onto. It'll probably end up being 500 stories tall and the size of the Atlantic Ocean by the time they're done. It's just sick. It's a gigantic facility. They're building more everywhere. And it has her name on it. I mean, imagine, you're in office a couple years and they build a gigantic facility with your name on it. And they go in and build courtrooms onto all the major schools, and she's got judges in all of them. And the kid is late to class 3 times. There's no law. It's not. They're not truant. She calls them in, screams at parents or other judges do. It's been on the news. They sign forms, sign their kids over to probation. Now when the kid does something else, they go to jail. They don't care about your children. It's a big business, folks. It's big money. And then they're gone into the system. They end up getting on heroin, cocaine. They end up getting raped, end up getting AIDS, hepatitis. I mean, it's a hellhole. And it's the same all over the country. All right? And they take kids every day in this town whose parents don't vaccinate them because they're poor or don't know the law or don't know how to fight for themselves. I mean, I live in the Soviet Union. They don't go after me. I'm like the big, mean bear that lives in the cave down the road, and they kind of avoid me. They're out there like wolves and you know, eating rats and mice and squirrels. And by the way, did you know that's a real analogy? Wolves and coyotes mainly eat rodents. They don't usually, it's in the winter they go to after the bigger game. So I don't want the funny column to go, what do you mean wolves? I mean, here's the analogy. The point is, the wolves are out there going after what's weak, ladies and gentlemen. And they do it all day and all night long, and they get away with it with impunity. And they're going to get away with blowing your dollar out, taking your pension funds, everything you got, putting you into forced work brigades, unless we stop them. And then they will go hunt down the bears one by one in their caves, okay? I won't be here forever if they win. And they operate with impunity. All right? I'm sick of it. Now, this came out years ago. I mean, there have been 3 prisons outside Austin, just in my memory, in the last 5 years that got shut down. They had a Wackenhut prison outside, just right outside Austin, and it was in the paper that they were videotaping, raping the women, and they were beating them and doing all this stuff and dealing drugs in the prison, so they lost the contract. I mean, that's, and then there was another prison north of Austin where the male guards were raping the male inmates, And they thought it was normal, so they videotaped it and didn't even hide it. I mean, that's how crazy they are. They now think it's normal. And stuff I don't even want to get into, but here's the Statesman Saturday. Juveniles' terms under scrutiny. Investigators say state should make sure no sentences were unfairly extended, announced terminations and arrest. So they're going after people, not on the raping, not on the child prostitution, not on all that stuff. They're going after them for extending their sentences because, again, they wanted to keep the beds filled to keep building more, to get bigger contracts. But they're going after them for that instead of the really serious stuff. Thousands of cases at the troubled Texas, thousands, you hear that? Texas Youth Commission should be reviewed to determine whether inmates should be released immediately because their sentences were improperly extended by agency staff or cannot be justified, Governor Rick Perry's special master recommended Friday. Yeah, Governor Rick Perry. He's really going to do something about this. I mean, come on, folks. If you know anything about people in Austin, they know. It's like, I mean, these people, man, these people. Jay Kimbrough, who has been assigned to investigate allegations that agency employees molested teenage inmates. Allegations? It's been admitted. But see, this is how they whitewash stuff. Who's been assigned to investigate allegations that agency employees molested teenage inmates and covered it up, said 93% of all inmate sentences were extended and should be reviewed for fairness. They are about 4,700 inmates. He also disclosed that 111 agency employees had felony arrest. It's like CPS in Florida. The top 3 were child rapists. These aren't just you know, people who are 18 who had a 17-year-old girlfriend, folks. I mean, these are hardcore people who should be executed. Okay, but no, they run things. Don't you understand? It's been in the news for 5 years that the Army's hiring hardcore aggravated felons, rapists, and arsonists. This is who's going to run our lives. Do you understand? A lot of cops are felons. He also disclosed that 111 agency employees had felony arrests or convictions involving offenses that range from homicide. You hear that? Homicide. To theft, to writing bad checks, in addition to 437 had misdemeanor arrests or charges. The agency has about 4,600 employees. In a wide-ranging briefing to reporters, Kimbrough said that two agency officials, a lawyer and a former chief inspector, were terminated. And it goes on here. See, it doesn't call it rape with these children. It's called sex. Like the Army report says that they had forced sex with children. Well, that's called rape. But that's who runs things, folks. And they're just getting started.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, last Friday I saw an article where they're going to use the driver's license for debit cards. Now, I always told you, I don't know how many times I've told you, because I saw federal plans and over a decade ago, that they were going to use the driver's license as the national ID card. That's now the case. It's already law. They say it goes into effect next year. That's not the case. It's been in law with executive orders since the mid-90s. I want to get technical, 93, but wasn't put into place in most states but until about 96, and now all states have adopted. Now, have they added the tracker chip yet? No, that's what they claim is new. And you're going to have a national sales tax, and this is the fair tax that the idiot mainline conservatives are pushing. They have no idea what they're doing. They're going to keep an income tax along with it, just change the name and reduce it for now, and then give you the new 20 to 25% tax. It's going to be graduated, though, so if you're, quote, poor, you're not going to have to pay, but then there's going to be people cheating, getting people who are poor to buy big-ticket items for them with no sales tax, so that's all got to be monitored, and then you've got to have federal control over every terminal and every purchase. Total federalization, and that goes into an international tax. Kevin just saw the ad for local TV, and they were saying just that, Texas driver's license. Now, they've already been getting you ready for this. I tell you about 75-year-old ladies having to swipe their cards to buy cigarettes or beer. I mean, I've seen this. And this is already in the database. It's already there. And just like Finland was doing this 6-7 years ago. I learned of it 6-7. They've been doing it for 10 years. Finland, you've got to use your driver's license to buy everything or your ID card, and your bank account is a government account. Okay, that's how it works. Kevin, you saw the piece. You were waving your arms. Tell us about it.
Do you ever get tired of being right? I mean, just on every single thing, 5 years, 6 years ahead of the time.
Well, I mean, it's not just read what they said they're going to do.
Exactly. And I there's going to be a piece on tonight on local Fox News. I'd imagine that it'll probably be on other Fox affiliates around the country at exactly the same time. That's the way Fox usually does it. But they had this dingbat lady with, you know, all goggle-eyed standing out in front of the gas pump going, oh, this is incredibly convenient. I can't believe how easy this is going to be. Good I can Lord. Actually use my driver's license now as a debit card.
And, of course, that ties into data banks and your bank accounts with the government. Now they got the new point system where you get 3 tickets in 3 years and you pay thousands. I mean, this is you just get ready, fools. Absolute idiot morons.
What was that? A year or two ago, we had one of our moles working at TxDOT.
And that was already 4 years ago, and I want to find
the
video of that because I showed it on TV and I can't find it. I know it's in a weekly TV report, but I was looking around, I couldn't find which one it was, and it's somewhere around the office. But he was a mole. The original somewhere around here, and this was 4 years ago, and he shot video of the internal TxDOT computers. That's the same interface when you go get your driver's license, and it said National ID card number, and that's your driver's license.
It was, well, it was a slash. It was National ID slash Social Security number. So the bottom line number is going to be your Social Security
number.
That's
right,
the one it's going to go back to on everything.
And we have that video.
That was 4 years ago now?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. But, I mean, there it is right there. Now, he was actually taking employee information, people that were applying for jobs at TxDOT.
Yeah, but that's the same thing they got at DPS.
And that is exactly that. So here we go, whether it be taxation, points, ticketing.
You got another state doing it, too, right there.
It's Washington, another pilot program.
It's just, here it is, Washington State, to test enhanced license you can buy with. And, of course, this is the new North American ID card. And go ahead and say it's convenient. Stick your yuppie thumb in your fat mouth and just enjoy it. And like I said, they've devalued your dollar. They're going to take everything you got. And you could have woken up and saved this country, but you wanted to listen to Neil Bortz and Sean Hannity and Hillary Clinton, and so you're going to get it.
Well, I saw the other day there also the apparently we haven't depreciated the dollar enough yet.
Yeah, IMF, I'm going to cover that in the next hour. Thanks, Kevin.
You bet.
Appreciate it, man.
Everybody around the country, keep your eyes open for this same story in your locality, all right?
And we got we do have Dr. Corsi joining us on Gonzales covering up the child rape rings. I mean, I have the article here. It's just, you know, what do you get with these people? Who rules us? They carry out terror attacks, folks. They're not nice people. We'll come back. Go right to your call. Stay with me.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.